issues, etc. What does this mean? We want to hear from you. We're preparing for a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues, etc. on November 2nd and 3rd, and we want to play your answer. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues, etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8382. Issues, etc. What does this mean?
When the church thinks about the Reformation, sometimes we make a mistake. We think of it as, well, it happened in Germany. The people who did it, by and large, at least at first, were Europeans, and it spread across the world. But it's still kind of an historical artifact that stays with us, that it's a German thing, a European thing. Nothing could be further from the truth. And the proof of that is that the Lutheran Confession finds its way to every corner of the world, to every language, to every culture. We're going to be talking about Lutheranism around the world today, Southern Asia. Pastor Tom Crist joins us. He's strategic mission developer and missionary to Singapore for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Tom, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
We're talking about what some people might consider an exotic locale to go and do Lutheran missions. What is different and what is essentially the same about doing evangelism and mission work and church planting here in the United States, you recently of Racine, Wisconsin, and there in Singapore?
Great question. You know, I've been a parish pastor for 13 years. It's really the only thing I've ever done, so this is really stepping out on a ledge for me in some ways in terms of the exotic location, as you call it. Obviously, the culture is going to be very different, and really any mission work, you're going to find a lot of differences in the place and the people that you deal with. However, a lot is the same. You're still going to be preaching the same gospel. We carry the same message of sin and grace and salvation through Christ, and as Lutherans, we'll continue to be who we are and talk about the sacraments as God's means of grace. And in my case, I'm going to be a church planter, so I'm going to be starting a brand new Lutheran congregation. And what we'll be doing is, in many ways, like what I've been doing for 13 years. We're going to have church. We're going to gather weekly for word and sacrament. We're going to follow the hymnal and do the liturgy and receive God's gifts as he gives them.
What do we know about, the region in general, but more particularly where you're going to be spending your time in Singapore, with regard to the religious demographic?
Well, you know, Southern Asia, you know, you've got a lot of different religions, a lot of non-Christian religions. Christianity is not very widespread there, although it is there. The region that I'll be working in is all the countries from India down around the coast, Burma, Bangladesh, down to Malaysia, Indonesia, Australia, and New Zealand are even included in the region. But Singapore is right smack in the middle of that and is a sort of a strategic location. It's kind of a salad bowl or a melting pot, if you will, of three main people groups: Chinese, Malay people, like the people from Malaysia, and then Indian people from India. And so these people bring with them their cultural and their religious heritage. So there's a lot of Buddhism, there's Hinduism, there's Islam, there's Taoism and atheism and even different flavors of Christianity, all represented there because it's a former British colony in Singapore. So it's quite a mix and, quite a challenge in some ways, I guess, kind of like the United States. It's very pluralistic and diverse, and they kind of value that diversity in a way. It might be a challenge for us as, you know, confessional Christians to go there and say things like Jesus is the only way to heaven, but that's what we believe, and that's what Scripture teaches, and so we're going to have to find ways to be faithful to that message as well.
We're talking with Pastor Tom Crist, strategic mission developer and missionary to Singapore for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. a little series we're doing this week of the Reformation, Lutheranism around the world today, Southern Asia. When we come back, we're going to talk about the history and the presence of the Lutheran Confession there in Southern Asia. After that, Pastor Tom Baker will join us. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with him on the Old Testament prophet Samuel.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
If you find yourself near the heart of Angelina County, Texas, then God wants you to visit the First Lutheran Church of Lufkin. We are gathered by the Holy Spirit to hear God's word of forgiveness in Christ, crucified for sinners, each Sunday morning beginning at 10:15. Further details and contact information can be found at our website, fll.ctsmemberconnect.net, fll.ctsmemberconnect.net.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. It's Monday afternoon, October the 29th. We're talking about Lutheranism around the world. Southern Asia is the subject. Pastor Tom Christ is our guest. Tom, talk a little bit about the presence of the Lutheran Confession of Lutheran missionaries and churches in a historical perspective in Singapore.
Well, the Missouri Synod actually sent our very first missionary to India, our first foreign missionary, and that was in the late 1800s and early 1900s. We also have some existing work where we planted a church body in Sri Lanka, and we haven't had missionaries there for a while, but now in my sort of class of missionaries, we're sending another American missionary there. Pastor Roger James from Michigan has accepted a call to serve there. Not a whole lot going on in Bangladesh and Burma yet, although Burma, Myanmar, has always been a very closed country to Christianity, and now there's signs that it might be opening up, so there's some potential. Malaysia, Indonesia, very highly Muslim countries, although in Indonesia there's an interesting sort of an emerging Lutheran church body there that might be entering into fellowship with Missouri Synod sort of soon. They're a breakaway from a larger Protestant body there, but they want to be Lutheran, and they voted to be in fellowship with the Missouri Synod, and we're kind of working that out right now, that relationship. And then Australia has its own church body, which is, we're not in fellowship with them, but there are some very good and faithful Lutherans in there. Like, I know you've probably had John Kleinig on the program. He's been making the rounds here in the States recently. So, you know, it's a diverse Lutheran population. Then, of course, we also have Lutherans from sort of the other side of the fence in the more the less confessional version of Lutheranism in the Lutheran Church of Singapore. They have about 7 congregations. They're a member of the Lutheran World Federation. And so we're going to have some differences with them on doctrine and practice, for instance, women's ordination, which they practice, and also some ecumenical issues. So we're going there to plant a Missouri Synod confessional congregation that abides by our practices, beliefs, and doctrinal standards, and we're just going to be who we are. And that Singapore then will also serve as the headquarters for the Missouri Synod's work in the region in all those countries I mentioned. So
what do you foresee as what we might call the unique challenges that you and a fledgling Lutheran congregation will face there?
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to start probably with my captive audience of fellow missionaries, other workers from the region, and I'll sort of be the house pastor. And we'll probably start off with worshiping in someone's living room for our weekly services. We'll look for ways to reach out to other Lutherans who are already there and Missouri Synod people, you know, living and working in Singapore. And then I think the real challenge is going to be, you know, reaching out with the gospel to all of those non-Christians and non-believers, also many of whom are very well off. And sometimes I think that the more stuff you have, the less room you have in your life for Jesus, the less you feel the need for Jesus, like the rich young man in our gospel reading a few weeks ago. The gospel, you know, sometimes has a harder time breaking through to some of those people who don't have that physical need. So Singapore is a fairly wealthy country and high standard of living. And also, the government there doesn't necessarily persecute Christians, but they don't necessarily, from what I gather, make it very easy. They're not quite as friendly. It's not as easy to start a church and do all of the legal things that you need to do to get an official church recognized. So we're navigating all those things. We're learning. We're figuring it out. We want to do things legally and above board. So that'll all shake out in time, but there's a lot of work and a lot of challenges there.
With only about a minute here, if you would, return to something you said at the very beginning. You said when you get there, you're just going to be doing church on Sunday morning. A lot of people would say, well, that's not mission work. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, God's mission, and it's really God's mission. It begins with Him, and it's His activity in the world through His Word, by His Spirit working through His Word and sacraments, that has first reached us, and you know, us the believers, and God's mission includes the ongoing activity to call us believers to repentance and forgive our sins as well. So mission is always, for Lutherans, connected to the church and finds its center in the church. And Lutheran mission work, then, also wants to bring others to a congregation and call others to gather around the Word of God with us to receive it and the sacraments. So it's kind of hard for a Lutheran who believes that God wants His people to gather around Word and Sacrament to conceive of missionary work that doesn't first begin with a community of believers gathered there and receiving His gifts.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I was kind of wrapping up.
So this is going to be culture shock for you and your family, and I imagine the decision was somewhat arduous. Why did you accept the call to go from Racine, Wisconsin, where you'd been a pastor for 13 years, to be strategic developer and missionary to Singapore for the Luther Church Missouri Synod?
Yeah, it is a big move. I tell people in many ways it's like jumping off a cliff. You know you're going to land. You're just not sure where and how, but we are excited. The call, it started out with just sort of exploring some maybe short-term mission possibilities and then kind of coming back. But as I heard more about the opportunities and, frankly, the Synod's need for pastors to go out and to do some of these things, there's a lot of work to be done in the world and a lot of gifts that we as the Missouri Synod have to offer the world, not just our finances and funding, but also our rich theological grounding and training. And we're, you know, doing a lot of that sort of stuff, especially with President Harrison's, vision and leadership. But, when the call came to me and I considered it, I kept thinking, if I don't do this, am I going to regret it for the rest of my life? What an opportunity to go and start a brand new Lutheran congregation and, you know, do what I know how to do as a pastor and what I've been doing, just in a very different place. And it's exciting. It is a challenge, but it's exciting. And the other thing is they speak English. So in my case, I'd have to learn a foreign language. So,
finally then, Reformation Day is Wednesday this week. Make the case that the Reformation, the Lutheran Reformation, wasn't just a German event, it isn't just a German thing today, and that the faithful Lutheran confession is at home in any culture, any place.
Well, as Lutherans, we really believe that the Lutheran confession is the purest and the clearest confession of what it really means to be a Christian. And so in a sense, there's really not a difference between that. When Jesus says, you know, to go and teach and make disciples of all nations, teaching them everything that I have commanded you, what he's telling us to do is to take our doctrine, to take our teachings and those that we've received in Scripture and those which the Lutheran confessions confess rightly, and to take that gospel of Jesus Christ out into the world and to tell anyone who will listen about the Savior who came and was born and lived and suffered and died for them. So doctrine is mission in a way. As a Lutheran, you don't drive a wedge between the two.
Pastor Tom Christ is strategic mission developer and missionary to Singapore for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You can find out more about the mission work and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's mission work in Singapore and Southern Asia at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Tom, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the danger if we think about the Reformation, about the Lutheran Confession, as something that's European or German? Well, I think the danger is that it makes the Reformation about everything except what the Reformation's really about. It makes it about an ethnicity, a language, a history, maybe even what people eat and how they dress, whether they drink beer or not, whether they come from Germany or one of the Northern European countries, and not about what the Reformation really is about. The Reformation is about that gospel. It's about that good news of Jesus Christ for a whole world of sinners. That's what it was always about. About Christ dying for all, not for Germans, not for Europeans. It's not just an accident of history. It is, in fact, the gospel finding its way back into the hearts and minds of the church, and then, as it was always intended to, finding its way from the church to the whole world. This is why the Lutheran Confession is at home anywhere, anytime, any place, and among any people where it is found, because it is nothing other than the pure gospel, the pure good news of Jesus Christ crucified and raised from the dead for a world of sinners. We're going to be talking about that, by the way, at Issues Etc. 24, this live 24-hour broadcast we're going to be doing starting Friday this week, November the 2nd at 3 p.m. Central. It's going to run 24 hours live with the best guests covering the entire gambit of scriptural doctrine from the Trinity through Christ, justification, law and gospel, Christ's return and judgment. 24 hours, 12 guests in two-hour blocks dealing with the major points of Christian doctrine during Issues Etc. 24. We need you to help us promote Issues Etc. 24, and you can do so by going to our website, issuesetc.org. There's the video. Email it to your friends. Share it on Facebook. It tells you all that you need to know about Issues Etc. 24. When we come back, we'll talk about Samuel. Pastor Tom Baker will be our guest. In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc. and you.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org, click support, and publicize your congregation to the world.
This is Pastor Tyler Arnold at Christ Lutheran in Platte Woods, Kansas City, Missouri. We are privileged to serve our Lord in word and sacrament through the historic liturgies of the church. Do join us for divine service at 8 and 10:45 and adult Bible study and Sunday school at 9:30. Each Wednesday evening, we have Vespers at 7 p.m. Our address is 6700 Northwest 72nd Street, or call us at 816-741-0483. You can find us on the web at christlc.net. Come and be our guest at and with Christ.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In the 1500s, the Reformers grieved over the view people had of their callings in life, believing work done for the church superior to work done anywhere else. So the Reformers worked to restore a proper balance. But as it's written in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. 600 years later, with the thought of everyone a minister, haven't we gone back? The CLCC has released a new seminar on the doctrine of vocation, an important Lutheran teaching that has fallen into disuse over the years. The solution is to start teaching it once again. The seminar contains 4 lessons, with a standalone overview lesson available for circuit convocations. Serving our neighbors through our vocations is essential for the task of evangelism practiced according to Scripture. Contact us to schedule your seminar today at theclcc.org. That's theclcc.org. And please, consider joining the CLCC or making a donation to help us bring these powerful but low-cost seminars to the laity. theclcc.org.